11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy. We're warming up, 34 degrees. Monday, April 10th, Talk Around. I told you folks, going to be a busy morning talking with people. And, well, every Monday at this time, we talk with the Chamber. And Liesl Kunkel, short-timer.
Good morning.
Showing up. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, it's beautiful out, so I'm so happy.
I know. How was your Easter?
Wonderful. Got to be with my grandbabies, so.
You got to do grandma duty.
It was so much fun. They're so cute.
Yeah?
They're so busy.
Mm-hmm. So you're a little tired today is what you're saying.
Kind
of wore you out.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, for people that have missed it, you're kind of on an exit here. You've got a very, very worthy person coming in here, too,
absolutely,
to take your place. So,
yep. I will be done April 27th,
okay.
And we have Katie Robert coming in as a new executive director. She started last week, and she's doing great things. So I hope everybody, you know, gives her a warm welcome and supports her as much as they supported me, because I sure appreciate everything everyone has done for me.
Well, and kudos to the job you've done, too, with the Chamber in your time there, too. So.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you. And I'm excited to watch it grow and continue to grow and watch great things happen in our community.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, step up to the mic, young lady. You came in. You had everything prepped. You had everything ready. You know what you're doing. It's like you've been doing this a while.
I don't know about that, but good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How was your Easter?
It was fantastic. I hit up the opening day at the Twins game.
Okay, so Target Field.
Target Field.
How was the attendance for that? I wanted to ask.
You know, there was a few open seats, but for the most part, I don't know if I've ever been to the Twins Stadium where it's been so busy.
Really?
Like 15, 20 minutes to stand in line for the hot dogs.
Well, of course.
You know, so.
Yeah, you think that's people just wanting to get out and just
absolutely.
Go, you know, it's spring. What,
it was
you know.
65 degrees. It was beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it was a fantastic day for baseball. It really was.
Hey, let's talk some Chamber news,
yeah.
Particularly Marketplace for Kids. Now, this is something we get on every single year, too, and
yeah.
We do a lot to promote it. Tell us about this.
Well, it is. The Marketplace for Kids is a nonprofit organization designed to ignite the spirit of innovation in students. This year, it's going to take place on Tuesday, May 16th, at the Blickery Activity Center at Science School.
Mm-hmm.
And for the educators out there, the registration deadline is April 28th.
And kids really get into this.
Yeah, talked to my niece about it. She's 11, and she was jumping up and down because she's so excited about this.
Yeah,
she loves it.
Great, great program. And again, we're going to be talking a lot more about this as the event draws near. So in getting into your Chamber duties and stuff, and we're looking ahead because I ran off that, and I brag about this. I brag about you guys a lot with this calendar that you've got. With all of the events, I mean, any event that's going on around the area, you've got it at the Chamber.
We try.
And I always run that off so I know what to put on all my promo sheets. So,
yeah.
Again, it's going to be busy, busy Twin Towns, but let's look ahead, because I love talking with Liesl about this. I'm sure you'll be the same way about getting enthused for Chalk Fest coming up in July.
So excited. July 8 and 9, and we're just kind of starting getting things rocking and rolling, looking for some corporate sponsors and anybody who wants to set up a booth. We're just getting, you know, up and ready to go. And so, spring's coming. So
Katie, let's key on that. Corporate sponsors,
yeah.
If people are listening to this, go, yeah, we want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Just call you at the Chamber. You can get
absolutely.
Them set up.
Absolutely. Yep. My email's on the website now. The number's the same. So just give me a buzz and I will send out all the information you need.
So here's the big question. What are you looking forward to most about being the new Chamber director? What are you really looking forward
to? I really want to connect, and I want to reconnect, actually, with everybody that I used to know and
right.
get to know everybody else that I haven't known. And I just really want to support everything about Breckenridge-Wahpeton and the surrounding communities because I love it here.
Well, and you're
absolutely.
From here.
I'm